Adrian, I think the box is going to bring it home for Xolani tomorrow. In memory of him, rest in peace and condolences to his family and to all of you all that was his colleagues for years. We're all going to miss him. Thank you. It's Marco from Annandale.
Marco, thank you so much for that. You're really serving as our introduction to the next story. Not many of us feel like celebrating tomorrow. Not many of us are in the mood really to watch a rugby match. But Gwala would have actually, he would have got caught up in the excitement of this. Hey, it's so, don't you think?
For sure.
His patriotism would have just kicked in.
Yeah.
And he would have been deeply excited about the possibility of the box lifting that trophy tomorrow. And so we thought we should do one happy interview this afternoon that has to do with this story, especially because we've got Siya Kolisi and his men out there, and they are fighting a battle for the entire nation tomorrow. Mm. And, you know, there are parallels as well between Gwala's life and that of Siya Kolisi, having both come from very humble backgrounds but distinguished themselves so well. And here we have Siya Kolisi on the international stage fighting it out for us tomorrow. And we're hoping that they're going to lift that cup. So we thought we would bring into the conversation Fenner Barnard, who's the manager of Grey High First Team rugby team. First team rugby. Fenner, the reason we have invited you onto the show is because many people know that Siya Kolisi was at Grey Boys High School Hostel. In fact, yes, he stayed at the school from 2005 to 2009. And that was probably where his extreme talent was developed.
Hi, Joanne. I wouldn't agree with you there. I think the talent's long before he got to us, but I think luckily for us as well, we were able to experience an incredibly charismatic and talented young man during his time at the school.
So how are you feeling about the battle that lies ahead for him and his men tomorrow?
I'm reaching a point where I'm actually so nervous, I feel like I'm not going to play the match myself. I'm very, very, very excited. There's been a tremendous buzz around the school the whole week, and we're starting to reach a point now where I almost want this game to be over so we can see a result, because I think it's going to be incredibly exciting and possibly a little bit nerve-wracking as well. I think it'll be very, very close.
Yeah, I was watching some of the visuals of your schoolboys a little bit earlier on today, and all their war cries in favour of Siya. Do you think he's aware of all the support that the nation is putting behind him for this one?
Yeah, some of our staff have been in contact with him and with Rachel. Obviously, we also had a little media campaign earlier this week, and Rachel just said, well, if we just turn it down because the poor guy's feeling a bit overwhelmed. So he's aware. We see him on quite a regular basis. His stepbrother is in the boarding house as well now, and we adopted. So we are very fortunate to see the guy quite often. And I think he's always someone that reacts with tremendous humility whenever we are in contact and whenever anything is said about him and for him. So, yes, I think he's aware, and I think it's possible. I'm hoping it possibly gives him just a little bit more of an edge to do what could be the impossible tomorrow.
Yeah. On the one hand, there is the pressure you've spoken about. On the other hand, it must be great to know you've got the support of tens of millions of people as you walk out there.
Yeah, it's funny. There's been quite diverse political commentary the last couple of days about, some say it's just a rugby match, but I don't know. It seems to transcend in this country. I mean, I think his role as a leader is more important than just deciding on the field who kicks at goal or if we're going to attack and go or scrum, whatever it might be. He's a figurehead and he's a tremendously charismatic leader, and I think he's very, very important for us as a nation.
Tell me, what do you think South Africa's chances are under his captaincy tomorrow?
It's funny, I said to my wife earlier this morning, we only need one chance, and I think we've got quite a good one. I've quite enjoyed seeing the English get a little bit perhaps overconfident the last couple of days. I saw Matt Dawson, a former player, saying that not one South African would make the England team. And I think the last thing you're going to do for a bunch of South African guys is give an extra motivation to batter the hell out of you, which I think we're going to do tomorrow.
Well, Fenner, wouldn't it be wonderful to have one of your old boys lifting the World Cup trophy this time around? Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening. Fenner Barnard is the manager of the first team rugby team at Grey High School Hostel.